Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, Describing a Person Who Influenced Your Life. Views. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I often encounter candidates struggling to articulate their thoughts when asked to describe influential people in their lives. This topic is a common one in IELTS speaking tests, particularly in Part 2, and can significantly impact your overall score. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to effectively answer questions about a person who has influenced your views on life, providing you with strategies and sample answers to help you achieve a high band score. Understanding the task. Before we dive into specific strategies and sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a person who has influenced your views on life. This task assesses your ability to speak at length about a personal experience, use descriptive language effectively, organize your thoughts coherently, express complex ideas and emotions. The examiner will evaluate your performance based on four criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. While the main focus of this topic is likely to appear in Part 2, the examiner might warm you up with related questions in Part 1. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you think it's important to have role models in life? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I believe having role models is quite important. They can inspire us to become better people and give us examples to follow. In my experience, role models have helped me set goals and work harder to achieve them. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I consider role models to be crucial for personal development. They serve as beacons of inspiration, providing us with tangible examples of success and the qualities needed to achieve it. In my own life, role models have been instrumental in shaping my aspirations and motivating me to strive for excellence in various aspects of my life. Who has had the biggest influence on your life so far? Band 6-7. Answer. I'd say my mother has had the biggest influence on my life. She's always been there for me, teaching me important values and supporting me in my decisions. Her hard work and kindness have really shaped the way I see the world. Band 8-9. Answer. Without a doubt, my mother has been the most influential figure in my life thus far. Her unwavering support and guidance have been instrumental in shaping my character and worldview. Her resilience in the face of adversity and her compassionate nature have not only inspired me, but have also instilled in me a strong sense of empathy and determination. Her influence permeates every aspect of my life, from my work ethic to my interpersonal relationships. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points to guide your speech. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a person who has influenced your views on life. You should say, who this person is, how you know this person, what this person does, and explain how this person has influenced your views on life. You'll have 1 minute to prepare, and then you'll need to speak for 1 to 2 minutes on this topic. Here are sample answers for different band scores. Band 6-7. Answer. The person who has greatly influenced my views on life is my high school literature teacher, Mr. Rye Johnson. I met him when I was 16 years old, in my second year of high school. He was not only our literature teacher, but also the drama club advisor. Mr. Johnson is a middle-aged man with a passion for books and theater. He's always energetic and enthusiastic about teaching. What makes him special is his ability to connect literature with real-life situations, making his lessons both interesting and relevant. He has influenced my views on life in several ways. Firstly, he taught me the importance of critical thinking. He always encouraged us to question things and form our own opinions. Secondly, through literature, he showed me different perspectives on life, which helped me become more open-minded and empathetic. Lastly, his dedication to teaching inspired me to pursue a career that I'm passionate about. Thanks to Mr. Johnson, I now see life as a continuous learning journey. He made me realize that every experience, good or bad, is an opportunity to grow and become a better person. His influence has definitely made me more curious about the world and more considerate of others' viewpoints. Band 8-9 answer. The individual who has profoundly influenced my perspectives on life is my high school literature teacher, Mr. Johnson. I had the privilege of being his student during my sophomore year, when I was 16, and our association continued through my involvement in the school's drama club, which he adeptly advised. Mr. Johnson is a charismatic middle-aged educator with an infectious passion for literature and theater. His dynamic teaching style and boundless enthusiasm set him apart from other teachers. What truly distinguishes him is his remarkable ability to draw parallels between literary works and real-life situations, rendering his lessons both captivating and highly relevant. His influence on my life views has been multifaceted and transformative. Primarily, he instilled in me the critical importance of analytical thinking. He consistently challenged us to question conventional wisdom and formulate our own well-reasoned opinions. Furthermore, through our exploration of diverse literary works, he exposed me to a kaleidoscope of life perspectives, which significantly broadened my horizons and enhanced my capacity for empathy. Lastly, his unwavering dedication to his profession ignited in me a desire to pursue a career driven by passion rather than mere practicality. Mr. Johnson's influence has fundamentally altered my perception of life. I now view it as an ongoing intellectual and emotional journey. He enlightened me to the fact that every experience, whether positive or negative, presents an invaluable opportunity for personal growth and self-improvement. His indelible impact has sparked an insatiable curiosity about the world around me and has fostered a deep-seated appreciation for diverse viewpoints. In essence, Mr. Johnson didn't just teach me about literature. He taught me how to live a more thoughtful, empathetic, and purposeful life. Follow-up questions. After your long turn, the examiner might ask you some follow-up questions. Here are a few examples with sample answers. Q. Do you think you'll have the same kind of influence on others in the future? Band 6 to 7 answer. I hope so. I'd like to inspire others the way Mr. Johnson inspired me. I think if I work hard and stay passionate about what I do, I might be able to positively influence others, especially if I become a teacher or mentor in the future. Band 8 to 9 answer. I aspire to have a similarly profound impact on others in the future. Mr. Johnson's influence has instilled in me a deep sense of responsibility to pay it forward. I believe that by emulating his passion, dedication, and ability to connect with others, I can potentially inspire and guide future generations. Whether I pursue a career in education or another field, I'm committed to fostering an environment of critical thinking, empathy, and continuous learning, thereby extending the positive influence that Mr. Johnson has had on me to others. How do you think role models in society have changed over the years? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I think role models have changed quite a bit over the years. In the past, role models were often local figures, like teachers or community leaders. Now, with social media and the internet, people can find role models from all over the world. This has both good and bad effects. It's good because we have access to more diverse role models, but it can be bad if people choose inappropriate role models just because they're famous. Band 8-9 answer. The evolution of role models in society has been quite significant and multifaceted. Historically, role models were often local figures of authority or achievement, teachers, community leaders, or successful professionals in one's immediate environment. However, the advent of mass media, and more recently, social media and the internet, has dramatically expanded the pool of potential role models. This shift has both positive and negative implications. On the positive side, it has democratized access to inspirational figures, allowing individuals to find role models who resonate with their specific interests, backgrounds, or aspirations, regardless of geographical limitations. This has particularly benefited underrepresented groups who may not have seen themselves reflected in traditional role models. Conversely, the ubiquity of information and the cult of celebrity have sometimes led to the elevation of individuals as role models based on superficial criteria like fame or wealth, rather than substantive achievements or moral character. Additionally, the curated nature of social media can create unrealistic expectations or promote inauthentic personas. In essence, while the diversification of role models has been largely positive, it also necessitates a more discerning approach in choosing who we look up to and emulate. The The challenge now lies in critically evaluating potential role models and seeking those who embody the values and achievements we truly aspire to. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask you more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions with sample answers. Q. How do you think social media influencers are affecting young people's views on life? Band 6-7. Answer. I think social media influencers have a big impact on young people's views. They often show a glamorous lifestyle that can make young people want to be like them. This can be positive if the influencer promotes good values, but it can also be negative if they set unrealistic expectations. Young people might feel pressure to look or live a certain way, which isn't always healthy or achievable. Band 8-9, answer. The impact of social media influencers on young people's life perspectives is profound and multifaceted. On one hand, influencers have the potential to be positive role models, promoting important causes, sharing valuable knowledge, and inspiring their followers to pursue their passions. They can expose young people to diverse ideas and lifestyles, potentially broadening their horizons and challenging societal norms. However, there are also significant concerns about the influence they wield. Many influencers project a curated, often unrealistic image of success and happiness, which can distort young people's expectations of life and foster feelings of inadequacy. The constant exposure to seemingly perfect lives can exacerbate issues related to self-esteem and mental health. Moreover, the commercialization of influence raises ethical questions. Young people may struggle to discern genuine content from paid promotions, potentially leading to misplaced trust or unrealistic consumer habits. Ultimately, while social media influencers can be a force for positive change, their impact necessitates a critical approach from young consumers. Developing media literacy and the ability to critically evaluate online content is crucial for young people to navigate this new landscape and form healthy, realistic views on life. Q. In what ways do you think a person's background influences their perspective on life? Band 6-7. Answer. A person's background has a big influence on their perspective. Things like where they grow up, their family's economic situation, and their culture all shape how they see the world. For example, someone from a wealthy family might have different views on money compared to someone who grew up in poverty. Also, people from different cultures might have different values or beliefs that affect their outlook on life. Band 8-9. Answer. A person's background wields a profound influence on their life perspective, shaping their worldview through a complex interplay of factors. The socioeconomic environment one grows up in can significantly impact their understanding of opportunities, challenges, and social dynamics. For instance, individuals from privileged backgrounds might view success as an expectation, while those from underprivileged circumstances might see it as a hard-fought achievement. Cultural background plays a pivotal role in molding one's values, beliefs, and social norms. It influences everything from communication styles to attitudes towards family, work, and personal relationships. For example, collectivist cultures might foster a perspective that prioritizes community welfare over individual success, while more individualistic societies might encourage personal achievement and self-reliance. Educational background also substantially contributes to shaping perspectives. The quality and type of education one receives can determine their analytical skills, exposure to diverse ideas, and ability to critically evaluate information. This, in turn, affects how they interpret and respond to various life situations. Furthermore, personal experiences, including hardships and triumphs, play a crucial role in forming one's outlook. Overcoming adversity might cultivate resilience and optimism, while consistent privilege might lead to a sense of entitlement or lack of empathy. It's important to note that while background heavily influences perspective, it doesn't wholly determine it. Individuals have the capacity to critically examine their inherited views and consciously shape their own perspectives through exposure to diverse ideas, self-reflection, and personal growth. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's crucial to use a wide range of vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key words and phrases that can help elevate your speaking. Profound influence, adj. Plus noun. having a deep and significant effect. Example, my teacher had a profound influence on my career choice. To shape one's perspective, verb phrase, to influence or form someone's view or opinion. Example, traveling abroad has shaped my perspective on cultural differences. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, meeting her caused a paradigm shift in how I view relationships. To broaden one's horizons, idiom, to expand one's range of interests, experiences, or knowledge. Example, reading diverse literature has broadened my horizons. To instill values, verb phrase, to gradually but firmly establish certain beliefs or attitudes in a person. Example, my parents instilled in me the importance of honesty and hard work. Transformative experience, adj plus noun, an event or occurrence that causes a significant change in someone. Example, my year abroad was a transformative experience that changed my worldview. To challenge preconceptions, verb phrase, to question or test previously held ideas or prejudices. Example, her unconventional lifestyle challenged my preconceptions about success. Pivotal moment, adj plus noun, a crucial or decisive point in time. Example, meeting my mentor was a pivotal moment in my personal development. To foster growth, verb phrase, to encourage or promote development. Example, her guidance fostered both my personal and professional growth. Paradigmatic figure, adj plus noun, a person who serves as an example or model of a particular role. Example, Nelson Mandela is often seen as a paradigmatic figure of resilience and forgiveness. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I'd like to offer some advice to help you achieve a high score. Practice regularly. Consistent practice is key to improving your speaking skills. Try to speak English every day, even if it's just talking to yourself. Record yourself. Record your practice sessions and listen back to identify areas for improvement in pronunciation, fluency, and content. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics and practice using them in context. Use a variety of sentence structures. Incorporate both simple and complex sentences in your responses to demonstrate grammatical range. Be specific and provide examples. When describing a person or situation, use specific details and personal examples to make your answer more engaging and authentic. Stay on topic. Make sure your answers are relevant to the question asked. It's okay to briefly pause to gather your thoughts before responding. Show enthusiasm. Demonstrate genuine interest in the topic you're discussing. This can help with your fluency and engagement with the examiner. Develop your ideas. Don't just give short, simple answers. Try to explain your points and give reasons for your opinions. Practice time management. For part 2, practice speaking for the full.